Welcome to 98.1 KZE, Linda Mussman from TSL in Hudson. And thank you so much for joining us today at 98.1 KZE, Linda.
Thank you for the invitation. We're very excited to be a part of your great organization.
Oh,
we're a fan
likewise.
And a supporter. So
oh, thank you.
We love having having you in our realm of support and fan stuff.
Ditto, and likewise. You guys are a powerhouse up there. You cover so much ground, and tomorrow is a really big day in that it's the celebration of your 50th anniversary, which is hard to believe since I remember when you moved up to Hudson, and it seems like yesterday.
Well, same here. It does seem like yesterday. Time is elusive.
It sure is, yes, and it seems to wrinkle
it's
a little bit.
You know, it's sort of like Mercury. It slips around and it's hard to hold.
Exactly.
And then one day you wake up and 50 years have passed and you wonder what happened.
It's
amazing.
Been
such an amazing joy of art and life merged together that we have no... looking back is not even possible. We just look forward.
That's beautiful. Yeah, and a great reason to celebrate 50 years. It's incredible. So what are some of the highlights for tomorrow's celebration?
Well, at 6 o'clock on Sunday, July 2nd, it's a great way to bring in the 4th of July celebration for the anniversary of Americans' independence, because we have to keep reminding everybody that we have to keep looking for independence every day.
That's right.
Sunday, 6 o'clock, we're having a big barbecue here. We're having people join us and celebrate TSL, having conversations and bringing many of the fans together from all over the region, as well as some of the people who've worked with us over the years.
Nice.
Are going to be here as well. We'll have some music, got some great food, and bringing people together, especially after this pandemic experience, is just more than we can imagine is the best thing we can do for everybody.
Yes.
Is food, conversation, and the appreciation of one another. And, you know, without the humanities, we're just not, there's nothing to live for.
It feels that way. Right now, especially, it feels like still a reemergence is really finally beginning to take root and to socialize again in big crowds and together with lots of community. It's feeling like a new muscle or a forgotten muscle to re-strengthen, and it's still so it's exciting.
I know, it's just you know, one forgets that how important the social contact with people is, that's what makes the world go around.
Mm-hmm.
TSL will be outside in the parking lot. We have a big tent, but the whole building is open. We have a big art show opening tonight at 5 o'clock. Roberto Juarez's amazing work in the gallery, and then we will have everything, some of the things that TSL has done in the past, both in New York City and here, on our movie screens, so you can have a glimpse of some of the work that we've done.
Awesome.
Just a snapshot. It's not possible to get it all in one day.
Mm-hmm. And is
and we'll be, you know, we have wine, beer. We're hoping people will stay and talk to one another and celebrate this day of 50 years, and we'll look forward to the next, on to the next 50.
I like it very much. And is it a rain or shine event, obviously, if you're inside?
Rain or shine, we have a tent outside. It's possible to take shelter. It's also the whole building's open, so we have room for lots of people. So far, we're over 200 people are signed up to attend.
Wow.
And we're very happy to have that support from the community.
That's phenomenal. And it's 6 o'clock tomorrow.
6 o'clock Sunday night.
Sunday night. Nice.
Sunday night.
Still plenty
we'll
of light.
A feast. Yeah, there'll be plenty of light. And let's hope the rain doesn't happen. I know it could, but that won't deter us.
Good. It's amazing. Yeah, you cover so much ground there. I'm really in awe of everything that you do. And you keep adding new aspects and elements, which is really great. with the I mean, I love that you have the opera showing and the art, amazing art, and now you've added a new, is it new actually, the cafe?
Now, the cafe is always open during events, and we also, what we added really that's the most new is the bookstore, which is filled with lots of great used books and records, and of course can't keep stuff away. There's always some cool stuff to find down there, and that has been a big support for TSL. Everything that is sold there goes to help support and keep us alive here, and that was a product of the pandemic when we couldn't show movies and have people share the screen. We were able to have the bookstore open and the art gallery, so we were able to bring people back in a limited way, and it's been an ongoing project, so it just gets better. We've inherited a whole new collection of books, which are amazing art books, philosophy, novels, all kinds of great things.
So cool.
As well as vinyl records. Everybody loves vinyl.
Oh, boy. Don't even
so
tell me about
that.
That.
I know. What's that about?
I don't even want to know
that
you've got vinyl.
I mean, I've always liked it. I never didn't.
I know. I like it too much. So.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah. I have. Yeah. Yeah. Huge collection. But,
plus, we're going to have a blues festival in July, the last Saturday of July. They'll
really?
Be outside. We have a little stage outside, which is also a product of the pandemic. When we couldn't be inside, we showed movies and had music outside.
Right.
So that remains.
Wow. Cool.
We continue to do some events in our amazingly big parking lot here,
right
on Columbia Street in Hudson, New York.
Yeah, just right over from Warren. It's just
right over from Warren.
Yep.
Who, you know, that's the favorite street, and we're the ones that are the most authentic and the most fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I would love to talk with you again about the Blues Festival as we get closer to that. I'd love to hear more about that. Maybe we can chat again if there's
that'd be great. I mean,
10 minutes
or
something.
Young people are assembling all kinds of people to show up on that day.
Yeah.
So they'll start at 4 o'clock. It's July 29th, and it's Blues Marshall and Quinn Murphy, who's organizing it, and a lot of energy, and hope we'll have some great music and fun.
Awesome. July 29th. I got to pencil that in my
calendar. July 29th. It should be good.
Cool.
You got to bring your equipment over here, and then you can broadcast it.
That would be really amazing.
All right.
More, we got some ideas cooking.
More to do.
Yes, exactly.
Don't stop.
That's great. Stay engaged, you know, keep growing.
Yeah.
And so, well, congratulations on your golden, is this your golden anniversary?
50 is gold.
Yes.
So let's hope it flows in here.
Yes.
We're on to the, you know.
Yep.
We're always looking for support.
Yeah.
And our one of the goals is that we're going to be setting up an endowment for TSL so the future is secure.
Awesome.
So that's one thing that we're going to be moving on to the next years of developing so that the future is secure. The building doesn't have a debt. We made sure we would never pay mortgage or rent ever again.
Wow.
And we're have a lot of fun here and flexibility, and we can turn on a dime and do what we love.
Phenomenal. That is quite a feat. Well, keep it,
it
up.
Is. And all right. Thanks for letting us have a chance to talk about TSL.
What a pleasure and an honor. I'm really thrilled to speak with you. I hope you have a fabulous rest of your day getting ready for this big event, and look forward to hearing a lot more about TSL.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care.
You too. Bye. That was Linda Musman from TSL in Hudson celebrating their 50th anniversary tomorrow. timeandspace.org. Here is the song Gold from Sister Sparrow, 98.1 KZE.